Yeah, that's a good hobby word.
Because, and it stems from, and I could throw my thought out there. It stems from the time that somebody, it occurred to me when somebody asked me, "Hey, what do you do?" And it occurred to me, everybody always says their job, their money job, where they go get money, you know? And I thought, well, I do more than that. And from then on, I've made that a thought, you know, this vocation versus avocation. And I think it ties into the whole idea of, you know, the money was to do what you love and the money will follow.
Well, would you stop talking? Because the show hasn't started yet.
Oh, I thought.
No, we can. That's fine. I love it. Gene got ahead of himself, started talking about the avocation. No, I love that. You're so enthusiastic
So,
about everything.
so, so, so like my little niece dog, the little dog that's always happy about everything. Pepper, is her name.
We're just taking a break with Gene and Mary without the formal introduction.
I can do one. I got my recorder now.
But you won't be able to remember what you just said, so you've lost half the show.
Oh, I'm sure I can remember. Hey,
Okay.
there's more where that came from.
Go
Believe
for
me.
it. Go for it.
With the show. This is it. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Thanks for joining us every weekday at noon Eastern time. We'll tell you what's on our mind. Hey, Mary, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what's on your mind, please?
Oh, what's on my mind is just trying to figure out what the heck you're up to from day to
Well,
day.
I know we got
Oh,
jocularity and knowledge,
we
so
do.
a bit of jocularity. So,
I have hobbies on my mind today.
okay, all right, that sounds
And you
good.
have a word of the day that goes with hobbies.
Yes, I was thinking avocation.
Well, I know what a vocation is.
What?
I used to think that only religious people had vocations.
Okay, sure.
I did. I always thought that that was just for religious people. A vocation is your job. It's how you make your livelihood. But an avocation, it's a hobby or a minor occupation, right?
Well, yeah, I thought that was interesting when the way the dictionary terms it that, you know, and it goes back to when it occurred to me one time when someone was asking, "What do you do?" to people. It was a gathering, and everybody was saying, "What do you do?" And everybody was saying their job titles, you
I'm
know,
a
and I'm,
professor.
yeah, what do you
I
do?
run the gas station. I'm a mechanic. I'm a plumber. I'm an editor.
Exactly. I'm in sales.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be. And I thought to myself, well, when it came my turn, I thought, well, gosh, I do more than just where I go get my money. And that ever since then, I've been thinking about the difference, you know,
Yeah.
and then it ties into from there, my thought went to, you always hear, do what you love and the money will follow. And I never knew how to do that. I thought, what? But that's where it is, I think, is vocation versus avocation. And you
Well,
join the two together, maybe? Can
if
they,
you
or
ever
they don't?
watched the movie Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner, he had a vision, I guess, or a inspiration to build a baseball field out in the middle of nowhere. He kept being told, build it and they will come. At first, the people who came were deceased baseball players and they came and played baseball. I don't remember any details about that, but you know what? I'm going to look it up because that's what I do.
So you're saying the ghosts, the spirits of the old players came
I think that's
as part of his vision.
correct.
My recollection of the movie is that he built this out like in the middle of his farm. Like it wasn't really a place where you build a stadium.
Iowa farmer hears a mysterious voice one night in his cornfield saying, if you build it, he will come. He feels the need to act despite taunts of lunacy. He builds a baseball diamond on his land, supported by his wife. Afterwards, the ghosts of great players start emerging from the crops to play ball, led by shoeless Joe Jackson. But as he learns, this field of dreams is about much more than bringing former baseball greats out to play. So I'm not sure what I think it brought the community together.
Wow.
That's what I think it was. His ordinary cornfield into a place where dreams can come true is what it says here. Okay.
Wow.
It was an interesting movie. I've watched it. I know that I quote that a lot about Be Unique. You know, we built it and they will come. People will come to talk about us and understand what it means to be unique.
I know that's true, you know, and it was interesting. I'm going to watch that movie.
I was at the movie theater this past weekend, which was one of the first, I mean, I haven't been to a movie theater since way before COVID.
Right.
But it was, we called it a double feature, but it was way more than that. Everything there had been produced by Be Unique, but there were three basic features. There was Forgotten Enchantress, Murder at Turglass Abbey, the Royals visiting Moxie Box commercial preview, and another, the soap parody. It was very, very, very cute. At the end, I saw a couple that I knew that I hadn't seen in years. So I called out to them and met them on the corner. We chatted for a bit. And then we started talking about other things. She said, "So what are you doing now?" And I gave her my Be Unique card. She goes, "Oh, I've seen this all over the place." I said, "Yeah, it was all over the theater. All of these movies were produced by Be Unique." And it just blew her away. We've got about 7 minutes, and I want to give some homage to Barb, our researcher.
Hey,
and
Barb.
Yeah, I'm delighted to have her on our team. And I want to talk about some of the things that generated this discussion about avocation.
Okay.
But think about it, you know, talking about do what you love and the money will follow. Mm-hmm. That's where all of this yap of mine was headed. I love being a philanthropist. I love talking to other philanthropists. And you don't have to have money to be a philanthropist, people. You really don't, because I don't. Mm-mm. There are a lot of ways to give without making it come out of your pocket.
Yeah, just dual creativity projects.
But I'm a creative. I'm a writer. I'm an editor. In fact, we were talking about what do you do? I had a young woman introduce me one time, and she said, "Well, this is Mary. She's here at Senior Life," which is where I was working at the time. "She's our editor. She's our office manager. She writes a lot for us. She's our events coordinator. She's just the Mary. That's all you need to know. There's too many things to tell you what she does." Because a person cannot be defined, literally, I don't think you can be defined by one thing. Just like you talked recently about a friend of yours, and you said, "Well, I thought you were a painter." And he said, "I'm an artist. There's a lot more to being an artist than just painting, even though that may be what you know I do."
Exactly.
My point of all of that was that with Be Unique, you know, we talked about Field of Dreams. We've built it. They will come. But this is what I love to do. I love talking to people. I love educating people. I love writing and editing. I kind of sort of love fundraising. It's a little obnoxious sometimes, but I love administration. I love all the things that I do. There are times that I think all the things that I do are too many things for me to do by myself, but I also know that people will come to help take off some of the burden, just like you're doing with this radio show and all the radio shows. You know,
Before long,
you're going to be managing every aspect of the podcast and the radio shows.
Well, the whole thing is, and we've talked about this more than once, is that nobody I've ever met, and we talked about you either, that knows about Be Unique thinks it's a bad idea.
No.
And so the whole thing is, the more people that learn about it, and there's people out there that come in, and we talked about this before, about what you bring, what you can, and there's all kind of people out there, and we're here to tell them about it.
Yeah.
And join up, and let's make this thing happen. Creative collaborations. So,
if anybody doesn't know what Be Unique does, in a nutshell, we work today to change tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we do that through digital storytelling. We connect the dots between individuals, organizations, nonprofits, for-profits, fundraising, so many things that we do. In fact, being at the event for Green Gables this weekend helped me see in action how we at Be Unique are change makers. We are world shakers and difference makers. Because I can tell you
that change.
Green Gables wouldn't be where it is today without Be Unique. I'm not just saying that because it's a source of ego speaking. I'm saying that as a matter of fact.
Nonprofits helping each other. This COVID thing really was a devastating blow to a lot of folks. And without the film that Be Unique did, you know, that was paramount and central in the success of our capital campaign over there at that house. To raise the funds to make this thing happen. So pretty astonishing stuff, this collaborative thing going on. And that's what Be Unique's here about is, and that's where I have come in as I was retired officially, would be the old 20th century word, but I've now found my vocation. And at some point, I'm hoping to combine the two and make it just what I do so that I can earn enough money for my food, clothing, shelter to enjoy spreading the word about creative collaborations that we all have in us everywhere we are, anywhere on earth. Everybody can dance, garden, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, a lot of things that we can do together. But I want to get back to Barb's research and our heart of the day, which is avocation. Yes. She did some research into some of the world's most expensive hobbies. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited because I want to share with you that I've done some of these things.
Really?
Yeah. I'll start with scuba diving. Never done scuba diving. It requires extensive training along with the cost of gear and the cost of certification, which can be several hundred dollars. I've written about scuba divers, and one of our Be the Change award winners in 2019 is a scuba diver. His name is Sean Bath. He works up in Newfoundland, Canada. And his nonprofit job is scuba diving to clean out the harbors of, it's called, he's got an organization called Clean Harbors Initiative.
And cleaning up under rounding the water.
Yes. What he's doing is diving and getting up ghost nets, which entrap a lot of animals and tires. People have used the harbor for dumping for generations, and he's taken it upon himself to clean it up. And his nonprofit is moving along well.
Nice.
Now, here's one that I have done. Skydiving. Now, it can cost.
Yeah. You said.
Yeah, I have done. I've gone tandem skydiving once. A lot of these things that I've done, I've only done once for various reasons. I did not pay for this. I actually got paid to do it. When I mentioned Senior Life earlier, that's a newspaper I used to work for. In fact, that newspaper is how I met Jennifer. She was working as the graphic designer. I was the editor and writer. But before I met Jennifer, I was invited by the publisher to go interview a gentleman who was celebrating his 80th birthday by jumping out of an airplane. It was something he'd always wanted to do. And he said, by golly, I'm doing it. So Jill, the publisher, paid for me. All of a sudden, I know that she said, hey, we need you to come jump out of this airplane with us. I said, why? She said, because I'm not doing it. And we need one more person on the airplane to get the discount. So I jumped out of an airplane with talkative Irishman on my back. And we talked as we're going down. And then when we opened the canopy, he said, now, if we can just be quiet for 7 minutes, this is my time with God. It was really nice.
That's awesome. I don't know that I could do it, but
I did it. Well, Curtis was a little unhappy with me that I did it without him because we'd always talked about going skydiving together.
Well, there's still time.
I told him that. I said, well, we can go again because I'd be happy to go again. I actually jumped from the Titusville skydiving area, which allowed us to go from 18,000 feet. And that meant that we were up high enough that we could go terminal velocity.
Wow.
120 miles an hour straight down, and then 5 miles an hour floating down. It was really quite an experience.
That's pretty wild. I don't know. I'm not saying I never would, but I think at this point I'm going to just kind of not think real hard about it. I might do it like you did. If I was sitting there and somebody said, hey, come here right now and go do this, that's when I'll decide, I think.
For free. That's the key. I'll tell you something that is very similar in my opinion. Paragliding. And we did an article about the Cornfield Flyers out in Tennessee.
In Tennessee, yeah.
Linda Humphrey wrote the article about these paragliders. And you talk about avocation. These were all professional men, doctors, lawyers, and their avocation is paragliding. They strap on an engine and a parachute, and they start flying with this engine, and then they open the parachute at some point. I'm not sure I think the parachute opens as they're running. But you have to run, you have to open the chute, and then you just glide around. There are surf gliders, sailboarders, I think they're called, who do this out on the ocean. When my youngest son turned 14, we took him parasailing. That was quite an adventure. You get on a boat, takes you out to sea a little bit, half mile offshore maybe, or longer. You can see the shore, you can see the people at some point. Mm-hmm. You can also see the sharks swimming along the side of the boat. That was quite freaky. Made me never want to go in the ocean again because big shark.
Well, I've seen some of those folks in the river near where I live.
Yeah.
Occasionally out flying around. Now, see, that's the kind of flying I could do. You know, if I could afford one of those, look like a hand glider, I might do that. Because I could, as soon as I felt like I was too high, I could go down.
Right.
You know, I would feel like that. And I could, but, you know, I mean, but that, I'll bet they're expensive. I mean, I was going to ride across country one time on a bicycle thinking how cool that'd be. It was $2,000 just for the equipment to carry along and get going.
Yeah. What and about so ballooning? Ballooning is rather expensive.
I'll bet. And that, again, I don't know, that's part of my control issues, you know. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but
yeah, maybe. Because with the balloon, you are subject to the wind. At you can steer it somewhat, but you're still subject to the wind.
Mostly going up and down, I think, is the biggest thing to catch the breezes.
Wow, Gene, we have really used up our time today. We're right at 15 minutes and haven't even scratched the surface of all these amazing hobbies. I think we're going to need to close on out because I don't want to go too far past 15 minutes if we can help it.
All right. And that's our Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
For today, at least. But we'll be back.
We're happy you chose to take a break with us today. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org.